I believe a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Blessed Teach Show, and let's see what God is doing today.
Suspending MyPillow CEO and Trump ally Mike Lindell.
A number of companies who have decided to stop selling MyPillow products.
And they're attacking not only MyPillow, many other companies out there, but they're attacking my vendors.
The CEO of MyPillow has been named in a $1.3 billion defamation suit.
MyPillow just sued Dominion for $1.6 billion.
Divine appointments, divine intervention in there, and my faith is what kept me going all those years.
The bigger platform is my evangelism and speaking about God, having the same passion with God, getting to God as I do the pillow.
We have the B2G promo code for, and I was telling
the biggest savings in history for my pillow. Everybody use that code. B2G. Yes.
Welcome. Here we are with Dr. Cone live. What an exciting time. Dr. Cone, it was awesome to meet you and just understand your background because we are, as you know, Rob and I are, my brother and I have started a company. We're all into natural health, trying to get people off of big pharma. And so it was so awesome to hear your story. And when I have a new guest coming on, I always like to understand how they were awakened and how are they, where are they now based upon these red pill moments, right? And by the way, Dr. Cone is world-renowned for a variety of things, especially when it comes to healing people with in his practice as Dr. Howard Cone, D.C. Is that how you say that?
Yep, that's right.
And he's got a summit coming up. A biostacking summit is an expert on supplements and really biohacking in general. What can we do to our bodies from a natural perspective versus a big farmer's perspective? So tell us a little bit about your background, how you woke up to the big pharma cartel. I've only been awake for 7 years, right? And probably only 2 or 3 years on the big pharma cartel. I'd love to just get your story documented about waking up to the evil of this world and how we need to fight it.
Yeah, well, I would say first of all, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate the work you're doing. These shows are great. You're definitely I would call a maverick, hanging it out there, mm-hmm. telling the truth, even though it's not always accepted right away. Mm-hmm. But we got to keep telling it and keep showing it and demonstrating that the truth will always be there no matter what happens, no matter what people say. So you're doing it in faith, and I appreciate you. So I must say that first. Otherwise, none of this matters, man. It's this platform, like many of people that fight through the noise, if you will. Because there are people looking every day, people take a knee in prayer, hoping someone somewhere will share with them something that will relieve their suffering, help them find their way to health, or really just get them off something they know is not right in their life. And for so many people, things like your show and the guests you have on have been those moments for people where they've been able to find their way to that special messenger, God's messenger, that, in all forms, right? That share with us something that helps people go, yes, that's it. That makes sense. I'm now going to do something, look at something, find that one holistic doctor or that one nutritional thing or that one thing that was brought to me in good faith. And so I can't say enough about that. My story is that, you know, a lot of us, you know, have to be looking internally and intuitively for what they know in their soul is right. I think a lot of us have picked some interesting journeys, if you will. You know, I grew up in New York. My mom was a nurse. I thought health was this cabinet in the bathroom full of pharmaceuticals, because why would I think anything different, right? We follow authority, whether they're mother, father, teacher, preacher, right, growing up, and they're the people that are supposed to be guiding us. So my mom, I thought, had good intent, and she did, but she only could do the best she could with the resources she had. And the resources she had at the time were procedures and pharmaceuticals. She didn't know anything about nutrition or natural health care or supplementation or chiropractic or acupuncture or naturopathy or homeopathy or lymphatic drainage or cranial sacral therapy or quantum neurology or the fact that you can wear patches and, you know, drive, you know, frequency energy into your body and actually help biohack it, all these different things. She didn't know. And a lot of them were just people awakening to them. But again, at the end of the day, these principles were always there. They've been there since the time of the Bible. And, you know, we, as you know, are quite the studies of, especially me, the nutrition and the nutritional wisdom, if you will, and the practicing ways of thought that have been there for over 2,000 years. So my epiphany or red pill moment, as you say, was when I was 16 years old, which was 43 years ago, when I was in my career day in high school, which most people just do and go to get out of class, but it was where they had one accountant, one lawyer, one doctor, one everything, you know, to show their wares, you know, and you get three choices to go. And somehow I found out that the Dunkin' Donut franchise person was there. And so I was so excited because somebody tipped me off in an earlier class that he brought donuts for everyone. So that gives you a little bit about where my health and healing and nutritional head was at the time as a typical teenager.
Yeah.
And somehow I finagled it, Rick, so I can go to the Dunkin' Donut guy twice for two of my choices. And so even when I went back there, the guy was like, hey, weren't you just in the last session? I go, you know what? I'm just so excited about the prospect. At 5 a.m. and making donuts and really putting a smile on kids' faces. So I came back to hear it again. So he gave me another donut, you know, and let me stay. And then, but the third choice, still to this day, I think God obviously guided me to be in this room and be in front of this person at this time. But it was a chiropractor. I don't think he was older than 26 or 27 years old. It was clearly right out of school. And he got up in front of this room of kids and told a story about his life that I had never seen before. And it just blew my mind. And it was about attitude and how you look at each day, every day. And it hit me like a 2x4. And I said, here was a guy who said not only would he do what he did for a living if he didn't get paid, but he would pay to do it. And I had not to date, at least in the first 16 years of my life, seen anybody, even a professional athlete or rock star, that would pay to do what they're doing. And so I knew this guy had to be onto something. And he was. And, you know, the principles of chiropractic are not about getting rid of your back pain and neck pain. The founding principle of chiropractic is the understanding that healing happens ADIO, meaning above, down, inside, out. So there's a universal intelligence called God that if we're not connected to, that's the first subluxation or the first area that we will break down as humans in and is the worst. And then there's this innate intelligence, which is how God communicates to our body and we express it to the world, which could also be blocked or interfered with the foods we eat, with not moving our body around properly and sitting in chairs for 8 hours a day and sitting under fluorescent lights and doing all these bad things, and or emotionally with what they always call stinking thinking, right? You know, just not having faith, getting distracted by, you know, first world issues and all of that. So, you know, the principle was there. It hit me like a 2x4. I felt like a fire that was waiting to, you know, blaze was lit inside me. I went home that day, told my parents it's going to be a chiropractor. And they're like, what? And they're like, do you even know what a chiropractor is? I go, nope, no idea. Absolutely no idea. I know as a 16-year-old, God sent this person to be there for me, and it wasn't the Dunkin' Donut guy.
Yes, that's awesome. And so now take us to some of those red pill moments. That's going on. I'm sure you went to school and learned truth. That was one thing I learned about the whole, they try to tell say people are chiropractors are this quacks versus they're the ones that are actually doing the natural stuff. Well, the big pharma doctors are all doing Rockefeller medicine, I call it. That was just captured in the 1930s through the Flexner Report. We've talked about a lot on the show. So take us through how you your next steps.
Well, those rabbit holes of the Rockefellers and Flexner mm-hmm. Report and Fishbein, all those guys back in the day, mm-hmm. and there were guys, you know, that had evil intent, if you will, godless thoughts and ideas, and really more about power and control, trying to play God themselves. And you know, in school though, you know, it comes at you from all places, if you will. You know, in today's world, you can look, and I'm sure you've talked about this on your show, not all churches, not all synagogues are talking about what God intended in those books, right? They're paraphrasing. You have people in front saying things that are not written there and editorializing for their own agenda, and it's very frustrating. It's confusing for people. And so the same thing here. So I went to chiropractic school, and there was this principle, but the principle was, I learned that it existed, but it wasn't taught anymore. It's been siphoned out of school, just like schools today. If you go to a public school, you know, there's no God in school anymore. No one's pledging allegiance to the flag. All the things that got us here are not happening anymore, sequentially and in a way that's powers that be are doing. So, you know, the founder of chiropractic, D.D. Palmer, his son, B.J. Palmer, was very instrumental in bringing chiropractic to the world and really saving it. And, you know, he said, you know, his famous saying was, it's a lot easier to light a candle than it is to curse the darkness. So although you and I can go down endless rabbit holes and 4 hours later feel depressed about these things, we like to shine a light on the things that are good, like your show and these messages of hope and really resources for people. And so, you know, I learned in school that things existed. I learned about frequency medicine. I learned about Rife technology. I learned about doctors that were doing all kinds of things nutritionally and homeopathically. I learned all about how it got skewed, you know, because we need to know our history and we need to push that forward, because otherwise people will rewrite history just like they do now with tearing down statues and changing what people believe. And so when people grow up or kids go to school, they are dipped in agendas, if you will, and they're not really grounded in the things that are in their heart and in their soul. So, you know, the chiropractic principle, like, you know, the principle of God is pure. It's unadulterated. It's perfect. And that's the amazing thing. The problem is that people, men, women, we do things to it. We think we know more or better, rather than just being a conduit to transfer the information forward and let people awaken to it. You know, that's why, you know, another famous saying in the chiropractic world was take no credit, take no blame. Meaning that, you know, if you're going to take credit, you know, God, the same as saying is God does the healing and the doctor takes the fee, right? Mm-hmm. The doctor gets paid for it. But, you know, anyone who calls themselves a healer, I usually don't really resonate with, because there's only one healer and that's God. What we do is we, at best, remove roadblocks so that what's blocked in the person can now take over. They can reconnect to God. They can reconnect to the expression of the world and they can heal. You know, if you cut your finger, it's not the Band-Aid that heals it. It's not the Neosporin you put on it or whatever you put on it. It's going to heal without you and in spite of you, just like you and I are breathing right now. If we had to be conscious of our breathing or we would stop breathing, we'd all be dead before the end of the day. If we had to make sure we pushed the button to make our blood flow from our heart and circulate back to our heart, we'd be dead within an hour. So all these things are functioning with some kind of internal wisdom that if we know 1/10 or 1% of it by now, that's an arrogant thought. You know, there's no computer like this biocomputer, even though people are looking to genetically modify it, control it, put artificial intelligence in it and through it and all of this kind of stuff. And, you know, we've seen all the movies. We know how that ends. So not good. So, you know, I'm sure you've talked about that on many shows as well. You know, and as, you know, each, we're all here on the shoulders of giants. So every time I meet somebody, they introduce me to somebody else who introduced me to somebody else. And, you know, God will give you these challenges where he'll give you these patients that you can't fix. And you have two ways to approach that. What I see most of the time is doctors get very arrogant about it and they go, it's the patient. They're not following my thing. They won't get off of gluten. It's like, really? You know, or is there something you can do better or different to help them through whatever it is that's going on? Because everyone likes to tell their testimonials about their stories about how great they are and post them on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn and all these different things. But nobody's posting their failures, if you notice. Just like nobody posts their bad pictures of them on the wrong side of their face with no makeup on or their hair is a mess or anything. We want to tell the world. The problem is, you know, God's watching everything. So he sees everything. So the only person we're lying to is ourselves there. So if we can't be our authentic selves, if we can't say what we want to say, and again, it's a lot easier to be upset with these platforms. I mean, you've had an amazing platform. You've built an amazing following, but the evil powers of me keep stepping in your way to try and mess with that. But here you are, and the people that know you will find you, and they'll find these messages because they know Rick is putting out the messages that, you know, are aligned with what he knows to be God's message, as well as what we're sharing here. So anyway, so that's those journeys just keep happening. I learn every day. You mentioned the summit. I'm hosting this biostacking summit.
Yeah, yeah. Which is different than can you explain it?
Yeah.
Can you back up a little bit for those people who don't know what biostacking is, right? What's the definition of biostacking? How do you look at that?
So a couple of people are using the word biostacking, but they're not really doing anything with it, if you will. And for me, it's always described what we've done in practice and my colleagues have done, which is you just can't have one weapon, right? You know, you have a picture of a firearm there in the background, which is super cool. But what if you're out of bullets? You know, you can only hit somebody in the head so many times to defend yourself with that handgun. Yeah. You might want to, you know, a crossbow. You know what I mean? You might want also a machete if you're trying to get through the jungle to get to safety. So there are times that the situation requires a different weapon. You know, and people look at it, you know, when they go to a doctor, they go to a specialist, but a specialist is nothing more than somebody knows a whole lot about a whole little. That's the definition of a specialist. The problem with the human body is anything could cause anything. You know, your knee could hurt because your foot's off. You can have headaches because you have a gut problem. You can have, you know, eye issues because of a toxicity in your small intestine. I mean, all these things could be. You could have pain in your back because your gallbladder is a problem. But if you're looking at your back or you're looking at a certain person, and that's what you see, doctors love it because they go, it's not my area, I'm going to refer you to this person. It's not my area, I'm going to refer you to this person. And it's just an elaborate game, a shell game of making sure everybody sequentially takes your money, and you don't really get any better at the end of the day. So biostacking is doctors who practice holistic medicine that have learned and mastered different techniques, and they keep learning and they keep learning, and they stack them into a different and unique protocols that are unique to the person that are not rigid, which means that if I go see a biostacking doctor, they might do 10 different things in 10 different orders, and I could, let's refer my friend who also, let's say, had migraines and I had migraines, but now they get 10 different things done. And so there's a way and a unique way to stack on top of each other. And yet none of the biostackers on the 12 speakers I have in my program do it the same, even though a lot of them know how to do the same type of therapy. So it's people that are resilient, if you will. It's people that can operate on the front lines. It's people that are in the trenches. It's people that have amazing followings of people because they know when they talk about things that they add value. So those people are featured on, now there's a bunch of them, and I have a waiting list of different presenters. There's a lot of FOMO once we launch this, where people are like, oh, I want to be a speaker, I want to be a speaker. And I go, well, Maybe there'll be some bonus speakers. I'm sure there'll be a BioStacky 2.0, but this one has not launched yet, and we are doing a lot of promotion about it. There's a lot of doctors that are internally promoting, and it's very exciting. People who are watching this, there it is, the BioStacking Summit, April 21st to 28th. Our goal is that everybody sees it. So we're even getting everybody in on it like it's your business, like to share this information. We're even giving you money to do it. And there's a very aggressive, what we call affiliate program. You share it with your people, your friends, your database, your Facebook friends. They log on if they become a VIP member, VIP access, which they can get still now, where they can watch it anytime they want and own all the information forever and get VIP access and get in all these drawings and also get a free something from each speaker, which is super awesome. That's great. And we pay 30% to anybody who wants to do that. So you can actually do that. That's super cool. We have a lot of sponsors. We had to close out the sponsors and start a waiting list for our next summit because a lot of people wanted to share their stuff. Not everybody who wanted to sponsor was able to sponsor because I don't want to say like the product, but we don't use the product or there are known better products, then we thankfully thank people for offering to sponsor. But we don't want to have anything that we're talking about that we don't use in our clinics and practices and with our patients each and every day. So this is exciting new products. I think you guys are involved with that too. And I know you've done some really good stuff with your brother as far as a really unique take on transdermal patches and how they've helped all different aspects of people's health. I know that more and more people are understanding wearable technology, but wearable therapeutics like you guys have. And I know that you got something very exciting that you're going to be launching soon and that you've been testing and is in the works that I think will be a shot heard around the world in the nutrition industry too. So we're excited about having our platform be one of the places where you showcase the hard work that you and your brother are doing, not only telling the story about what's going on with health, but also providing resources.
Yeah, and this is exciting. So let's get into exactly how somebody would come to this. So what are the options? I see the VIP tickets here. And so I think we are an affiliate, so you can use the B2T code will allow you to have some type of discount. Is that right? And then
they will ideally to support your show, they will use your VIP access pass when they sign up and they get free access. Once they're in, they too can become a VIP member, which I highly recommend. Mm-hmm. And when you become a VIP member, you can also invite other people, friends, family
members.
And
have an affiliate code too to let other people know about it, right?
Yeah. And so, which is paying it forward, and then everyone can benefit in it, A, because you're doing the right thing by sharing things that could change somebody's life, which is the most priceless thing, and to create incentive in this day and age where people are being incentivized for the wrong behavior. We want to say, hey, you know what? Why don't we share everybody like everyone's an owner in this summit, meaning like you have access to tell the world and get compensated for it. So we wanted to, it's this living, breathing, God-centered or you know, thing now that is now becoming a worldwide thing. Our goal is eventually it'll be done in multiple languages where people can have it interpreted and we do it internationally. So right now this first one's gonna be domestic, but I'm sure it'll have it's already having international reach because when we look at the people who are signing up to be part of the summit, they're from all over the world.
Yeah, so if I look at this, what I love about it is we have to start we need to create a whole parallel healthcare system, right? Compared to the Rockefeller system of big pharma drugs that keep you sick. And so to me, the biohacking summit are just the best of the best in the natural area. And it's not just supplements, right? It's just everything to do with your health. So could you kind of go through some of the categories of some of the speakers or kind of what people could expect and why they would want to spend $47? Because it's only $47 for the whole week. Is that right? That's almost nothing.
Yeah. The whole week plus bonus. Now, someone could sign up for free and get free access. And it's going to show 2 to 3 speakers a day between April 21st and April 26th.
Okay.
If you're a VIP, you can watch them all the first day. You own it forever. You can watch it 100 times because you're going to want to go back.
Claim-free ticket. I see that now. You want to
make notes. Plus, each speaker has a post-interview. And the only way to get that post-interview is to have sign up for VIP. And which right now is 47. We actually extended the $47 because people are like, can't we just keep it at that? And then we made an executive decision to keep it at that because we wanted more people in the summit because it was going to go up to $97, but we didn't do that. We punted on that, and it'll go up to $97 after the summit is shown. So you can still get it, I believe, because that's what we talked about last night, for $47. I would jump on that if I were you. And each speaker is sharing things they've never shared on any different summit they before. How I know is because I asked them all the questions. I know what people are doing out there because I've been doing this for over a year now with summits and podcasts and things. And I know what people are interested in that nobody's asked. So you forget that VIP information. The only way is to have VIP access. And trust me when I tell you, the information is priceless. So there's what's called a triangle of health. There's a physical, nutritional, and emotional. And we have doctors covering each thing. We have doctors covering quantum neurology and what you can do physically with your body that you didn't know you can do. We have doctors that are covering biochemistry for what, you know, herbal medicine, nutritional biohacks, things that you can do, things about diet, nutrition that people did not know about, things in your diet that could be hurting you that you thought were good, and a deep dive on that. And then the emotional health about how emotions work, which is what you don't express in life, you'll repress till it expresses as disease or dysfunction. Like Woody Allen used to say, I never get angry, I just grow a tumor. Meaning if you don't get your stuff out, it stays until it comes out as something ugly, either a health problem or a behavior that's probably not in your best interest.
That's awesome. So when are you speaking? Are you just going to be the host of everybody? But I'm sure you're going to have some speaking role, aren't you?
I am the host of, you know, I get myself in there a little bit, but I am the host of everybody. I am interviewing everybody, so it is definitely interactive. Obviously, all these people I know personally. Some I haven't talked to in a little while, so I was really thrilled that they agreed to be on this. And I think I was told a lot of people waiting for me to do this for a long, long time. So 12 out of 12 speakers. I had a bunch of backup speakers in case anyone said they wouldn't do it or couldn't do it. Every single person I asked said, absolutely, I want to do it. Many of them became actual sponsors of the event too, which they, you know, are sponsoring a product they make, a business they have, a service they have, or they're doing their membership, or they're doing something, you know, that which is super awesome. So we appreciate that because all that goes into making this thing as good and big and as great as it can be. Like your listeners right now, I think it's going to be great that they are able to access this and you giving them a head start on that. And I think at some point we also have, you know, we're doing Instagram Lives to kind of give people previews and talk a little bit about what we're going to be talking about. We're doing that with the speakers and we're doing that with the sponsors. And I know that you and your brother, your company is one of the sponsors. So thank you for that. And thank you for your support. And we'll be doing, I know that's scheduled. I forget which date it is, but we'll get it. It'll come out in the BioStacking Summit website or the BioStacking Summit Instagram. And I highly recommend everybody, if you do nothing else, follow us on at Bio Stacking Summit. Okay, at BioStacking Summit, and you can find it on Instagram and Facebook too, I'm sure, but primarily on Instagram. And then we also have at Dr. Howard Cohn, Dr. Howard Cohn, and a lot of the because I've had that Instagram longer, and I haven't pissed enough people off yet.
There's you got like, people what, there. 20,000 followers, or something like that. Is a pretty big account. So
I think I'm among the smallest of the speakers. So one of the criteria of the speakers, there's a lot of speakers we'll have in future summits that priceless information, but one of the criteria was that they also have a huge digital or social media or YouTube following. Not because that's important because of that machine, but that allows people to see the summit that normally wouldn't have and see the different doctors and colleagues. And, you know, rising tides lift all ships, right? So It's like our net effect. We together are much stronger. You know, the enemy is doing what? Divide and conquer. Left and right, Republican, Democrat, gay, straight, whatever they can divide us on, they're going to divide us on. You know what I mean? Digital currency versus cat, everything. You name a thing, they'll create something that you're going to have to pick a side. Israel, Hamas, like, name it. It's just endless to the point where you vomit in your own mouth. So once you take an aerial view and you see the dark side and what its plan is, it's a lot easier to just shine the light. And it's hard. We've gone down the rabbit hole so we can know that they exist. But if you're not careful, you keep falling down the rabbit hole and you get farther and farther away from what God intended. I believe God intended us to actually be warriors, faith warriors, and go forward and tell the truth. It's not always comfortable, as Jesus said, it's not always met with good favor, you know what I mean, and by the people around you. And I gotta say something, it was just cracked me up the other day, and hopefully it was just take it too right for your listeners. Well, not your listeners, but I'm just keep cracking up. It's such a great background with the handgun and the Bible and the Declaration of Independence. Nothing speaks louder than that trio. And somebody sent me, you know, a post that somebody did, obviously very left-leaning human being for, you know, their own ignorance. And they said, the comment was, how many AR-15s did Jesus have back in the day? And then you scroll down, it's such an idiotic comment, but you scroll down and the first comment, which is the comment of the year for me, the person commented back and said, not enough to prevent his government from killing him. It's just, you know, every now and then you see stupidity met with brilliance and humor at the same time, and it just melts it away. That's so awesome. Great. Anyway, thought you and your listeners would appreciate
We'll have to have you back on, because I want people to hear all the testimonies of I just like Amy just sends people to you all the time, and I just heard so many stories about people just being transformed by getting off of Rockefeller medicine and using a holistic approach, just working. You work with them individually, so if they want to actually go to your practice and do some remote work, or if they want to actually physically see you, they would be in Southern California, right? So just talk a little bit about how they would connect with you if they wanted to actually go see Dr. Cone for their issues.
So we have what's called the Cone Health Institute. It's a one-stop doc clinic. People fly in from around the world to go there. We also do remote sessions with people where we do things physically, nutritionally, emotionally, the whole trifecta. I know it seems wild to understand how that can happen, but we can do things to affect all three sides of your health. And just getting that priceless information that's unique to you, seeing myself or one of our doctors. So it's a very busy place. I'm going to tell you right now, we've had a waiting list for over 25 years to get in. We have many doctors now. I train doctors all the time. We're expanding our clinic as we speak for the second time. Three more doctors are coming in. And these are not just any doctors. These are people that are biostackers that have traveled around the world for, and they have been looking to be in our clinic. And a lot of them, you know, don't always get hired. I mean, we have to interview 50 doctors that are qualified before one is hired. So we're excited about who's coming on board. We have new modalities. Some of the sponsors that are going to be on this thing are new modalities that we're putting in our clinic. So we're super excited about that. And it's just going to get bigger and better and greater. So they can go to conehealthinstitute.com. They can call the Cone Health Institute. It's, you know, one Google click away. And make an appointment to be in person or remotely.
Cone Health Institute, right? All right, I'm just getting to make sure I have that in the institute, and I'll get that in the list. I know you have to go, but I just want to do a quick prayer for you.
And so, please.
So usually we'll have a bunch of prayer warriors pray for you. Next time you come on, we'll do that. But anything that comes to mind right now, personally, that you'd like some prayer for?
Well, wow, this is beautiful. Thank you for that. I pray every day when I do one of these things that I don't say anything ignorant, stupid, offensive, or leave out saying the thing that people needed to hear, to let them know that what we're doing here and what we're talking about is the real deal. And there are no incurable diseases. There are only incurable people. If you want to get better, you can. You just got to get the right assistance. And God has a lot of angels out there, and they take all shapes and sizes. And I do believe these messages and the things that we've talked about in the last half hour here are those such messages. And whatever I can do to help people find their way, and whatever I can accept in prayer to have Godspeed in doing that, and have purity of thought when doing it, I pray for every day.
That's awesome. So I know you have another live right away, a busy guy here, so I just wanted to do a terrible prayer for you. Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for Dr. Cone. Lord, I lift him up right now. Use him in a mighty way for your kingdom, even more than you have in the past, even more than he can ask or imagine. Lord, thank you for his faith. Thank you for his, and we just, I guess I pray for more wisdom, knowledge, and discernment. He has so much already. Just amplify those gifts, those spiritual gifts to him. And so he can continue to help fight this medical cartel and move us into true health, to true where we're actually taking our bio and hacking it in a good way to allow it to be what it should be versus what the Rockefeller medicine wants it to be, Lord. I pray by the mighty name of Jesus that we will bind the rulers and authorities and powers of this dark world that are trying to take him off this path, and we loose angels of all rankings and divisions to keep him on his path. Lord, and I pray that for everyone that's listening to my voice as well, that you will lead us. And I just pray that all the things that he asked for there, that he'll get the clarity. He'll be able to help really say the right things. He'll be able to move people in the right direction on their health journey and be used exactly the way you've called him to be in his calling. Lord, thank you for that. And we say these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Cone. And so the call to action here, guys, is go to at the Instagram and make sure you're following that, and then also go to the bio stacking the website to make sure we have that.
And you'll have a link, I believe, that you're going to post.
I will. I'll put that in the bottom of the show here, but it's drhoward.com is .1, and another one's the bio stacking summit .com as well.
Yep.
But follow him on Instagram, the new account that is at biostacking summit, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And if they want to go at the at Dr. Howard Cone and keep scrolling back to old posts, you'll go down a rabbit hole of all the things you're talking about, especially through 2020,
you got media,
2023.
You got shopping, you got everything here. And we're excited to also roll our new product and biblical based product here soon, and we'll bring him back on to talk about some of the ingredients and why they're biblically based and work so well. But God bless you. Thank you so much for coming, and we appreciate you, and thanks for doing this work for the Lord.
Thanks for having me, and I look forward to coming back. And Godspeed.
God bless. Thank you so much.
Hey guys.